Hooray! It's Christmas!
Happy Christmas. And speaking of Christmas gifts, Rich Steer back in the room. Welcome back. Nice, lovely present, Christmas present for the Steer family. Lovely to have you back, Rich. You've been on our minds and hearts a lot. Let me just read some words from Matthew chapter 1. We've heard these a few times over the last few weeks, but I'm going to read them again. Matthew 1, verse 18 onwards. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he'd considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Amen. So, kids, you've shared about your presents. I'm going to ask you to share something else now. Where's Aled? You still available, Aled, or you got a child on your lap? I need someone to do the roving mic thing again. Sorry. I'm glad we got someone else fit. Okay, going to have to move fast. So what I want to know from, we'll start with the kids, but I'd be interested to know from the adults if you know the answer to this question too. Put your hands up if you know your name and you know what your name means.
Peter the Rock.
Peter the Rock, Rocky.
David, Beloved.
Beloved.
Jean Grace.
So Jean is? Grace.
Deborah, busy.
Deborah's busy, seriously. Fantastic.
Stefan means crown.
Anya means grace or gracious. B means she who brings joy.
I'm loving these, joy. Lovely.
Ryan means little king.
What is it? Sorry, little what?
Little king.
Little king, really? Actually, I didn't know these, some of these.
Isaac means son of laughter.
Isaac, son of laughter.
Free means...
Oh, see, Humphrey, I was hoping we'd do yours this morning because I didn't know what Humphrey meant. So someone's going to have to tell us what Humphrey means. I hope Dad or Mum know.
Mum knows. Okay, let's come through.
Farmer.
George means farmer.
Strong and courageous.
Caleb, strong, courageous.
Dan, God is my judge.
God is my judge.
Carol means joy. When ewe of female sheep.
Is that what Rachel means? So Rachel is ewe, a female sheep. I didn't know that either. Humphrey's remembered what he means.
Drum roll, please, everybody.
Needs something like mighty warrior bear cub.
Well, there you go.
If he made that up, that's a good one. We got one more over there, I think. Steve as well, the other side. When you're done.
Fiery Prince.
That's a good
fiery
one,
Prince. I like that one. We have one over there as well.
Fiery Prince for Idris.
Steve's not out of breath yet either. I'm impressed.
And it means a gift of God.
Hey, you got the easy one. Loved by God.
Loved by God. That's a lovely one. Well done, you lot. Well, I'm impressed so many people actually know the meaning of their names, because when I've done this in the past, some people haven't got a clue what their name means. There aren't many words, are there, that get your attention like your name or the name of someone you love? Have you found that when someone says your name or the name of someone you love, your ears prick up and it gets your attention? And I was going to ask if you've ever found out what your name means. Clearly, a lot of you have. Maybe some of you know why you got the name you got, because your parents liked the sound of the name, or it was a family name. or the meaning was particularly important to them. Mine, in case anybody's interested, I noticed nobody asked. Matthew means, yes, you are, Doug. Matthew means gift of God. So, thank you. Yeah, a little round of applause there. So, basically, so what that means, when I tell Kath I'm God's gift, she can't argue. She can't argue about that. I remember trying to come up with a name for our kids, so sitting in Get Stuffed Pizza Company in Carmarthen, when Kath was very pregnant with the one who would become Thomas, and talking about what name we'd give him, various names came up. When you're a teacher, of course, that rules out certain names straight away, because you think, oh, I can't give that name, and I can't give that name. But we like the name Thomas. Thomas is a good, strong name. It talks about faithfulness, honesty, loyalty. And although the Thomas in the Bible gets called Doubting Thomas, actually, if you read his story through, by the end, he's Believing Thomas. He's the Thomas of faith. It's a lovely, strong name. Any of the Thomases in the room know what Tom means? See, I find this hilarious that Thomas means twin. And not one of the Thomases I know, and I know quite a lot, is a twin. Also, if you've got twins and you call one of them Thomas, what do you call the other one? But yeah, Thomas means twin. So we didn't call him because we thought he was going to be one of twins. We just liked the name. Sophia Grace. Grace speaks for itself, and Sophia means wisdom. So Sophia means wisdom and grace. I know. sorry, Sophia, I couldn't resist. But no, point is, it suits her perfectly, that name. But when we were coming up with the names for our kids, we felt the responsibility, but also the excitement and the privilege of giving them their names. And here's the thing, if you were listening when we read the account out of the birth of Jesus Christ, Mary and Joseph didn't get to choose the baby's name, because God had chosen the name. So just think for a moment what that means and who was being given a name at this point. The eternal Son of God. That's who Christians believe Jesus Christ is. The eternal Son of God. Always existed. Never had a beginning. Never had a need for a new name. And on this day, on that Christmas day, that little baby is given the name Jesus. The unbeginning, ever new, unchanging, perfect one gets given a name. He receives a new name. A human name for the very purpose of breaking into our human story. The eternal Son, who'd only previously, I assume, heard his divine name from the Father and from the Spirit and from the angels of heaven, entered into a life where his new and wonderful human name would be spoken in many different ways, and every single time spoken, it was going to be spoken by a sinful human being. So think about it. So Jesus' parents, Mary and Joseph, or I should say his mum Mary and his adoptive father Joseph, they would have said the name Jesus lovingly a lot of the time, wouldn't they? Loudly, maybe proudly over the years. Maybe Mary or Joseph sung his name in a lullaby. Maybe they sometimes said the name Jesus angrily because they're sinners. He never did anything that you had to be angry at because he was sinless. But maybe, just maybe, sometimes they got frustrated and angry with him. His name would have been said by his disciples. So I'm sure that Jesus heard his name, that name Jesus, more often than not at the start of a question. You know when someone says your name that way? Jesus. So I'm sure he heard it that way a lot of times at the start of a question. I'm sure from the disciples he often heard his name naggingly and whiningly. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I think he would have heard his name spoken sometimes, not often enough probably, with wonder, and especially after his resurrection with faith. When his disciples saw him after he rose from the dead and said, Jesus. His name would have been said by the crowds, you know, imploringly, desperately, people who were desperate to be healed, just saying, Jesus. He'd have heard his name said in so many ways. He heard his name said by the thief on the cross. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He heard his name said by me quite a few years ago now when I came to believe in him for myself. Many people in this room, probably all of us actually have said the name Jesus at one time or another, maybe as a swear word, maybe talking in RE in school, maybe saying it with passion and joy and love, but we've probably all said the name Jesus. And I think something to think about is how have we said that name? And when you say the name Jesus this morning on Christmas Day, How do you speak that name and what does it mean to you? Because for a lot of people now and then, millions of people over the years, that name has been used just as a means of getting attention or with wrong expectations or wrong motives. But many, many people over the years have said that name because they loved the name. And when I say loved the name, I don't mean just loved the sound of the word Jesus. They loved everything behind that name. They loved the person of the Son of God because of everything that he'd done for them. So when we talk about, as Christians, believing in Jesus, believing in his name, this is what we mean, that we know who he is and we trust him and his name is precious to us. And in that name, God had chosen the perfect name. Because, of course, I haven't said what the name Jesus means yet, have I? I know a lot of people in the room will know, probably not all of us. God had chosen the perfect name because God is the wisest and best baby namer in history. Not an ounce of meaning in that name Jesus was wasted when God gave his son, Mary's son, that name. God put all his intentions and all of Bible history into that name when he said to the angel, "You are to give him the name Jesus." The name wasn't unusual. It actually comes from the Hebrew. The old Hebrew word was Yehoshua, and over time it became Yeshua. And that is actually the Hebrew word for Joshua. So basically, Jesus is Joshua. The Greek word was Jesus. In your New Testaments, if you can read Greek, that apparently is the Greek word. Yeshu in Aramaic. All those words are basically the name Jesus. If you walked into a crowded room in the days of Jesus and shouted, "Jesus," a load of people would have looked around. It's like going into a room or a bar here and shouting, "Dave, John," and loads of people would look around. That's what the name Jesus was like. It was a common name. It was a common name because it was a special name. A common and special name because one of the greatest heroes of Israel in the centuries through the Old Testament was Joshua, the great leader Joshua. But what God was doing, he was taking that great name Joshua, Yeshua, Yesu, Jesus, and he was giving it to the greatest leader and the greatest person Israel had ever seen and the world had ever seen. I still haven't got to the meaning, have I? Because the meaning of the word is Yahweh is salvation. Yahweh is the Old Testament word for God. God is salvation. God is rescue. So the name Jesus, just the name itself, is good news. Because here's the thing. His people, then and now, realized they couldn't rescue themselves from what they needed rescue from. Al had mentioned this. It comes up in a lot of our Christmas carols. The Bible calls it sin. That rebellion in my heart, that living for myself, that impurity in me that says I don't want God in my life. Either I don't believe he's real, and he is real, or that says, I believe he's real, but really I don't want you in my life and running my life and ruling my life, God. That's what sin is. And the name Jesus means that God sent his son to be salvation, to rescue you and me from that sin, from that rejection of God. Jesus means that God has saved me or rescued me from my sin. Or actually, the Greek word in the New Testament that's used again and again for salvation, for being saved, is exactly the same word as the word for healing. To be saved means to be healed. To be saved and forgiven of your sins means to be healed from the inside out. And this is what Jesus does, you see, when you come to know him and believe in him, when the way that you say his name changes. When it goes from just being a swear word or a religious word or a word on a Christmas card, and it goes to your heart, and from your heart you say, Jesus, because he's yours. That's the greatest gift, as Al had said. That's what Christmas Day is all about. That precious sound, that comforting sound, that joy-bringing name, Jesus. How do you say his name? My prayer this morning is that for every single one of us, that name would be sweet to us. Maybe for the first time. Maybe before you leave here this morning, you could say, in your heart, yeah, do you know, I believe God is real. I believe I am separated from him because I've lived for myself. I've lived in my sin, in other words. I need rescuing from this situation I'm in. I need saving. I need healing. And that's what the name Jesus means. And you cry that out from your heart, and Jesus becomes yours. And the way you say his name changes. There's a hymn that we sing regularly, fairly regularly actually here, and one of the verses goes like this: Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrow cease, 'tis music in the sinner's ears, 'tis life and health and peace. And my prayer is that we would all come to believe that and to know that this day, this Christmas day. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you that we have the privilege and the joy of knowing about you, but not just knowing about you, knowing you. Thank you that when we come to believe that you were born to live and die on that cross, Lord, to take away our sins, when we believe that, you become our Jesus. And so that name becomes the most precious name in the world to us. Jesus, the name that bids our sorrows cease. Thank you that you're here right now, Lord Jesus. As we sing our closing carol, speak to our hearts, I pray. Help those of us who've known you maybe for a long time to rejoice in you and all that your name means, that you've saved us, healed us, rescued us, and given us hope. And as we sing these closing words, Lord, I pray that someone's heart here this morning might be changed, that their attitude to you might be changed. And even though they don't understand it all, they would come to the point this morning where they say, yes, I need a savior. I need a healer. That's who Jesus is. And they will say your name differently today. In your precious and powerful name, Lord Jesus, I pray all these things. Amen.